With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I was told over the weekend that the Niners kept their pick a secret in large part because they didn't want the rest of the teams that they would be playing this first year to restock their defense to stop Trey Lance. And I went, what? Like, that's a lot of thought going in there because, you know, when you face the Niners, you're not used to facing somebody who can beat you with their legs. And I went, okay, so you're going to not tell anybody. And did they ever consider Mac Jones? Or did they consider him and then all of a sudden they fell in love with Trey Lance? Let's bring in Peter King, NBCSports.com columnist. Of course, the great column that you can read every Monday morning, football morning in America. Pete, good morning. How's morale?
Morale is fine. The draft is over. The long national nightmare of hype for 2 months over a seven-round event is over. And so it's always a happy day, the Monday after the draft in the King House.
Yeah, I know that you're so deeply involved in it. But, you know, for the outsider looking in, I mean, it's still – it gives hope to everybody. And that's what's great. What sporting event gives hope quite like the draft does, that we're talking about Jacksonville, we're talking about the Jets, we're talking about the Lions, the Bengals. That's all you ask for is hope.
I went to Jacksonville on Friday, Dan, and I watched Trevor Lawrence get limoed into the stadium with a crew of third graders there holding signs and screaming for Trevor Lawrence like it was a crowd at LaGuardia Airport or whatever it was called when the Beatles came in. Or JFK, and it was just cute and fun. And, you know, Shad Khan, he's worth $8 billion. He's 70 years old, and he was jittery and nervous. He's just like a little kid. And so that's fun. I really, really do enjoy that part of it. I just think it's just unbelievable what it's become. Kyle Shanahan told me over the weekend, he goes, it's just, it was unbelievable to sit back and watch this, honestly, with everybody in the world screaming at us for taking Mac Jones, and we weren't going to take him, and we just couldn't say anything. So anyway, yeah, it was a weird draft process.
But do you think it started because of the speculation of what kind of quarterback Kyle Shanahan wanted, and the people who were speculating know the Shanahan. Adam Schefter is friends with the Shanahans. Chris Sims is great friends with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, he was a college teammate of his at the University of Texas. So I think, you know, it's a total, absolutely understandable storm. Because understand one thing, Dan. This is from 35 minutes on the phone with Kyle Shanahan this weekend. I can tell you categorically that they very seriously considered Mac Jones. And I would not have been shocked after listening to Kyle Shanahan talk about how much he loved Mac Jones if 3 days before the draft he said to John Lynch, hey, are we sure? You know, we love Mac Jones. But I do think there is this element of 2021 football and beyond that really drew them to Trey Lance. And the element of making the sort of off-schedule plays. And the simple fact, Dan, as I said in my column, there's 2 minutes and 37 seconds in my column today that anybody who really likes football and who wants to know, why did the 49ers pick Trey Lance? Kyle Shanahan explains it in perfect, almost excruciating detail about the process he went through and what he did. And I just let him go. And I think he understood exactly what he wanted. And he came to grips with the fact that he loved Mac Jones's accuracy, loved it. He's most accurate, had the most accurate season in the history of major college football this year. But I think at the end of the day, he was happy enough with Trey Lance's accuracy and loved all the other parts, potentially, of his game that Trey Lance brought.
He's Peter King. The column is Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. Give me the teams that feel like they really changed this weekend.
I think the New York Jets feel like they changed. They added so many good offensive pieces. And again, look, they've been drafting quarterbacks forever since Namath left. And quite honestly, no one knows if he's going to be Broadway Zach or not. But they drafted guys who they can see tomorrow are going to give Zach Wilson a real chance. And I think the biggest one they drafted was a fourth-round running back named Michael Carter, who I think – everybody in New York feels like easily could be a starting player there very soon. I think the two other teams that did really well, like in their own eyes, I think the Detroit Lions getting the best tackle in this draft to do what Dan Campbell wants so badly, not bite kneecaps, but to control the line of scrimmage and to be a leader and to like being in Detroit, which not all players do, but he was just so enthusiastic about it. And I think they had a good draft through and through. The other team is the Miami Dolphins, because I think Jalen Waddle, first of all, there's so many good explosive players in this draft, but the thing that Jalen Waddle gives you is the ability maybe to have drafted a very good wide receiver plus Devin Hester. You know, he might be this generation's great returner. And I just think those are a few of the things when you look at, you know, what teams did, they really changed their teams.
Give me the team that you don't understand their strategy.
Well, I mean, I hate to be a cliche, but I just, you know, the Raiders picking Alex Leatherwood at 17 was just a really weird pick to me. Because I think I would be surprised if they weren't able to move down, you know, with somebody to get something. Because I, you know, look, I did a lot of pre-draft work on the mock draft and all that. And I'm serious. I just never heard Alex Leatherwood's name. And so maybe somebody would have taken him at 20 or 21 or 22. I don't know. But I thought that was weird. And unfortunately, because I really like Mike Mayock and I think he's very, very good at his job, he's had a couple of high picks bomb out or at least not fulfill the promise, you know, Cleveland Furl and Damon Arnett so far. And I think there's a lot of pressure coming in that Alex Leatherwood has got to pretty much play from day one.
Why do you think Denver shied away from a quarterback in the first round?
I just don't think there was one they loved as much as they thought they should, to pick one either at 7 if they thought they had to trade up a little bit, or to pick one that high. And I think the other thing is, Dan, look, Vic Fangio, and this has nothing to do, well, Vic Fangio's a defensive coach, so of course they're going to take Patrick Surtain. I think they wanted to take a great player at 9. And George Payton, this wasn't about, he could have taken a quarterback at 9 if he was in love with Justin Fields or Mac Jones. But clearly by what they did, Denver wasn't really in love with one of these quarterbacks and figured that, hey, look, Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater, they'll get us through this year. We'll revisit it at the end of the year.
What's Jimmy G's status in San Francisco?
I honestly think he's going to start opening day. And, you know, he might not, but I remember talking to John Lynch when the trade happened. And one of the things he said is that, look at what's happened to us in the years that we did not get a full season with a really good quarterback. You know, look, everybody looks at the 49ers as a great franchise, but in 3 of the 4 years of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they've won 6-6-4 games. You know, everybody's kind of blinded by the Super Bowl year, and probably, well, they should be. Injuries really killed them last year. But the fact is, they did not want to be stuck with only one good quarterback. The only way they were trading Jimmy Garoppolo is if they got a 1 for him this year. And I don't know if New England ever offered that second round pick for him. But that would not have been good enough this year for the 49ers, because they believe they're not going to get caught short at the quarterback position again.
Texans draft a quarterback, Davis Mills out of Stanford. Is there more to this?
I don't care what they say. I mean, you know, you're an expansion team. The Houston Texans are an expansion team. You have 1 pick in the top 80 of this draft, 1 pick, and you pick a quarterback. Yeah. When you have a quarterback on your roster who is 25 years old, you've just given $1 jillion to. I'm sorry. You know, with Nick Caserio saying, oh, no, this is not about any one person, or whatever his quote was. I mean, that's silly. I believe this was the most meaningful pick in this draft, at least as far as I'm concerned, as to what it said about the current roster.
Which now leads us to Aaron Rodgers. If you're summing up what happened in the last week and where we are today, Monday morning at 9:36 Eastern, how would you do that?
You know, obviously, this has been in the works for a while. Aaron Rodgers has been unhappy. I think it dates to last year's draft, where they drafted his successor. Evidently did not tell him that they were drafting his successor. And so with that being the case, the interesting part of this, Dan, going forward, I think, this all just didn't happen in the last year. You know, I think this is me just simply reading the tea leaves. I've not talked to Aaron Rodgers, so I can't say this for sure. But in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers has to be feeling like, look, the Packers have been doing business the same way since Ron Wolf took the job 30 years ago. And that is, general manager picks players, coaches coach players, players play football. And that's it. Okay. Like, you know, I don't know this, but I mean, you know, would Brian Gutekunst or would the coaches ever like call them in and say, hey, you know, what do you think? What do you think we should do? Or what do you think of this practice squad player or whatever? And I just don't think that happens. And I think he's got some of the same frustration probably as Russell Wilson has. You know, listen to me. I'm out there. I'm the guy who is sort of the titular head of this franchise, that as I go, so goes the franchise. Talk to me, consider me. And it's just not the way the Packers do things. And I don't know that they're going to change, Dan. But I'm just telling you, this reminds me so much of exactly what happened 10 years ago with Carson Palmer. He told the Bengals, I'm not playing for you. He had played there 7 years. I'm not playing for you anymore. I'll retire. Yeah, sure, you'll retire. Then he retired. And the Raiders called the Bengals that October after Jason Campbell got hurt and said, we want to make a trade for Carson Palmer. And they did it. And so I this wouldn't surprise me. As you know, Aaron Rodgers is very strong-willed. And if he feels in any way like he's been wronged, I just think he's gonna hold his ground.
And, you know, when we talked to Rodgers a couple of weeks ago, and I said, take me back to that draft night. And he said, look, I'm watching just like you are, and I find out we're drafting a quarterback. I think in a situation like that, Pete, I don't think quarterbacks should be involved in drafting because they don't know anything about this. But also, you know, unless it's Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase and you go, okay, I trust your instincts. Free agency, you played with a guy, you want to bring in Gronk, Antonio Brown, Tom Brady. All right, you know, I'll give that to you. But if you're going to draft a quarterback's replacement, then I think you at least have to say, I don't want you to be shocked, but
right.
Like, that's all. That's a courtesy that I think that he has earned in Green Bay. He doesn't have to be involved in personnel decisions, but when you're drafting your successor and you're sitting there having a drink and all of a sudden the Packers are on the clock and they draft your successor, to me, that's a slap in the face.
I agree with you. And if that's exactly the way it happened, I don't agree with that. You know, you shouldn't handle things that way. And look, deep down, maybe some in the Packers would say, good. It stuck a little cattle prod up his rear end, and he played. He had maybe the best year of his life. He certainly had one of them, and he was the MVP. But still, I don't want to motivate people by that way. I think you've got to be upfront with guys who've been so great and so valuable for your franchise.
Is Aaron Rodgers the starting quarterback for the Packers week one?
My bet would be no. I mean, I don't see it. I just think this is going to get particularly ugly. There's not going to be any media people who are going to have any vacation between now and Labor Day weekend. Sorry, everybody. And I just think if at some point, I think Green Bay's might have to come to the realization that they're either going to be playing Jordan Love, or if they think he's not ready, they got to go find somebody. You know, maybe they look, I mean, how in the world could this ever happen? But maybe they look 3 hours south and look at Nick Foles, who seems to be a man without a country in Chicago. And how crazy would it be if Nick Foles outduels Andy Dalton early in the season in a Bears-Packers match? I don't know what'll happen, but...
But who would be in line for Rodgers? Like, if you know Gruden loves any quarterback that's not his quarterback, but...
Look, I think Gruden, and I don't know how they could do it. I think Gruden would love to have Aaron Rodgers throwing Julio Jones this fall. And again, I don't know how they can do it or what they would do, but I just think if I'm looking at it, I think the Packers would probably consider an AFC team because they don't want Aaron Rodgers ruining their dreams until the Super Bowl. So, you know, Denver seems to make sense, and the Raiders seem to make sense. And obviously there's a bunch of other teams, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, you know, and if you're the Packers, you like to find a team who looks at Aaron Rodgers as the missing piece to really get us over that hump. Those are two teams that really stick out, even though, you know, Carr is certainly not a totally expendable guy. And the other thing you look at, Dan, is what could they trade? I mean, I think getting Derek Carr back would be pretty good, and maybe the next two ones from Vegas. I don't know how exactly they would make a trade like that, but they would have to give, I think, Derek Carr and something pretty significant.
Pete, thanks for joining us as always. Love the shirt, Manny's Pale Ale in Seattle.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's my go-to when I'm out there, which is not nearly enough. Not nearly often enough, I mean.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, Dan, take care.
That's Peter King. Football Morning in America is the column, NBCSports.com. Play of the Day is up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly... I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
All right, Seton, give me where the French dip originated from in the United States.
Do you want to guess?
Give us a hint there. I'll get to Mike Heller, very popular sports radio host in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. All right, so what do you have?
It's a West Coast city.
West Coast French dip. Paulie?
I know this because 2 months ago I did National French Dip Day for the morning meeting, and I saw recuse myself.
Oh, and we obviously weren't listening when you were doing it.
Per usual.
Okay.
That's fine.
McLovin?
You know, maybe I know this subconsciously, but Seton says West Coast. Is it that famous hotel in San Diego's kitchen invented this? And I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah? Is San Diego the correct city?
No, it's Los Angeles, California.
Well, wait, we didn't get to...
Yeah, no. I just figured I'd move it along a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. So, but there's two restaurants in Los Angeles that argue over who created it. Cole's Pacific Electric Buffet.
Hmm.
And is the name P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E? Is that Felipe or Philippe? Philippe.
Well,
I'm going to say Philippe.
It'd be Philippe because it's French.
Oh, yeah, because it's French, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
French.
So Philippe the original, they say they did it.
We spent way too much time.
Yeah, we should get French dips.
Mike Heller, sports radio host, The Mike Heller Show, 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin. Kind enough to stay with us here, Mike. Apologize for that. Is this personal or is this business for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's personal for Aaron Rodgers, and I think it's business for the Packers. And the two aren't mixing together very well. I think that's part of the issue with the fan base from a Rodgers perspective, is that this got personal. And this is a really blue-collar fan base. So the fact that it is personal, I think it brought his status down among the fan base a little bit, that this is a feelings issue.
How did this start? Who started this?
Well, I think, like Peter King was talking about, it started 12 months ago. Packers draft Jordan Love. Green Bay didn't reach out through Brian Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur or Mark Murphy, the team president, to Aaron Rodgers when they're on the clock to say, hey, a little heads up. That's when it began. But I think the field kind of heals everything. That was a motivation for Rodgers. I think he was happy in Green Bay during the season. And I also think, Dan, that when the season ended, his agent, Dave Dunn, went to Green Bay, said, okay, can we dispense with the Jordan Love nonsense and just do this, you know, extend the contract and have the guarantee in place that my client, Aaron Rodgers, is going to be here. And when the Packers said, no, that's not how we do business, which is another thing that Peter King was talking to you about in the last hour, I think that's when Aaron Rodgers said, okay, then I don't want to be there. We're not going to do business that way. Then I don't like Brian Gutekunst. I don't like the way this is operated. And let's move on.
But doesn't Aaron know that this happened 16 years ago when he was selected in the first round with Brett Favre? Did they give Brett Favre a heads up that they were taking Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't think so. And there's a little revisionist history because Rodgers has turned into a first ballot Hall of Famer. And a lot of people are dubious as to what Jordan Love brings to the table. And there wasn't any camp or any exhibition games or anything of that ilk to work through last year. So nobody has the idea of whether Jordan Love will be great. Dan, I really think that the Packers were doing this to take one more significant run up the mountain or one more significant bite at the apple this year, the 2021 season, and then to see where they stood. And if it worked, maybe they go longer. And if it didn't work, if they were a first-round playoff out or if they didn't make the playoffs, then the transition out from a cap standpoint is much more agreeable to Green Bay's side and the business of football than it is in any other way.
This was an open secret, though, Mike. It's strange. I think it was 5 weeks ago. I've lost track of time, where I had a source say, yeah, it's laughable to think Aaron Rodgers will be there after this upcoming season. And I thought, wow, okay. And then you find out that the Rams reached out. You know, this was a while ago before they were going to go after Matthew Stafford. The Niners, you know, reach out. So it was sort of there right in front of us. But I'm just wondering who leaked this. How did this leak? Could the Packers have leaked this to make Aaron Rodgers look petty?
Sure. You know, there's a fair question there about where the information comes out last Thursday. You know, and Aaron says on Saturday off camera to Tirico that he's really disappointed that this got out. Most people, most fans, I would say, Dan, believe that this didn't happen by accident, that Aaron Rodgers put this out there. But I could see the little double secret agent deal where the Packers put it out there, because all of this has made it easier from a PR standpoint, from a fan standpoint. Mm-hmm. If they trade him, this is all more tenable from a fan standpoint, because Aaron got his feelings hurt and that brought him down a little bit. So, yeah, I suppose it could have come from Green Bay. I don't think so, but I don't know that we know.
And I don't know if Shailene Woodley, who's Aaron's fiance, is, yeah, Yoko Ono, but, you know, does she want to go to Green Bay? It's like, I don't know what role, yeah, anybody plays here, but it just feels like, and Peter King said that at the end of the segment I did with him, he doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is there next year. So, you know, what happens next?
Yeah, it's a, I don't know, McLovin, do you know? I mean, I wore this shirt in honor of McLovin today. I figured he had inside info.
Yeah,
but,
the,
you know.
The broken glasses T-shirt. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, my wife is a big Shailene Woodley fan. That's all I have to share with this.
Mm. There you go.
Okay, thank you, McLovin.
Well, yeah, I think Shailene Woodley certainly would be viewed that way. Didn't she say on a late night show that she didn't think she'd marry a guy that threw balls for a living? Mm. So it's, I don't think she's a big football aficionado. So, you know, women make us sometimes we're in situations where some men will do things they don't necessarily want to do.
And the reason, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is to get the local fan reaction, because yeah. I think nationally it's different than locally. I think nationally, most of us fans or people in the business say, well, the Packers brought this on themselves. But then I started to get a sense of, you know, maybe the Packer fan is like, well, why would you do this on the day of the draft? It feels like you're being petty. You know, just prove them wrong and play again and put up another MVP season. And so there's a disconnect here, it feels like, nationally and locally.
Dan, I thought a week ago today that the situation that he hadn't been extended, hadn't restructured, hadn't moved some money around, the fan base was 70-30 with Rodgers. They thought the organization had mishandled this. When the information comes out, you know, Thursday through Saturday, the stuff that we saw, heard, and read, I think that flipped. I think it's at best 50-50 right now. And I think the organization looked really bad a week ago. I don't think the organization looks as bad from the fan base standpoint today. And that's really just a 72-hour flip from Thursday to Sunday.
I'll ask you the same question I posed to Peter King. Is Aaron Rodgers the starting quarterback for the Packers week one?
You know, his best opportunity to win a Super Bowl still is in Green Bay. So part of that question comes back to, where does he sit from a competitive standpoint? Maybe it would have been in San Francisco, Dan, but when that ship sailed, I really think this is at an impasse, and I don't think he'll be in Green Bay. Part of this depends on whether he thinks his best chance to put one more Super Bowl trophy in his resume case is in Green Bay, and I think it is.
Who's more beloved, Rodgers or Favre in Green Bay?
Not close. Brett Favre had always fit in here, even though he was, a Southern boy. He fit in Wisconsin. You know, he ate the cheese, he drank the beer, probably too much beer. He was a Wisconsin guy. He hunted, he fished. Aaron has never been beloved as the person. Now, he probably does great things. I know he does in a benevolent way. He does great things, but he's never fully fit in Wisconsin. Doesn't drink beer, doesn't eat cheese, isn't out at the bars. Favre did all of those things, right? So I don't think it's close. Favre is beloved even with that bad divorce, and Rodgers has never been loved in the same way. He's a better quarterback. I think fans recognize that. But he's not been loved the same way.
I hope Jordan Love is learning how to drink beer and eat cheese, though.
Right.
Hey, Mike, great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Mike Heller, very popular radio host in Madison, Wisconsin, The Mike Heller Show, 1070, The Game. That's what I think people nationally don't understand locally, that Aaron Rodgers, they love when he's on the football field. But I don't think they identify with him. He's not one of them, where Favre was, you know, flaws and all. But also, I wondered if they viewed Aaron as being petty through all of this. Like, just play, you know, win another MVP. But I wonder if the Packers could possibly, it is possible, could have leaked this. Because now all of a sudden Rodgers, you know, everything, credit that he built up, now it starts to, you know, chip away at that. And he comes off as somebody who's not happy, never happy. Like, you didn't draft a wide receiver, drafted my replacement. This year, first round pick, defensive back. But I just think Green Bay bet on Aaron Rodgers not being Aaron Rodgers last year. I think that's all it really came down to, that they were trying to be smart, draft Jordan Love, and once again, I told you the Colts, I was told the Colts were going to draft Jordan Love, and the Packers had to trade up to get him. And then they got him. They didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to throw 48 touchdowns. I think they were thinking he was going to be 25, 26, 27 touchdowns again, make the playoffs, don't do any damage, and then they can move on from him. And then all of a sudden he turns in a season for the ages, and now they've created this situation. Jordan Love is not ready, but Aaron Rodgers is ready to leave. Yeah, McLovin.
What's the incentive for Rodgers' camp to leak it when they did? I mean, you know, like maybe it was his agent and he didn't have permission. You know how this business works. Like, how does that come out?
It's the timing of it. So 3 hours before the draft, that's what I don't understand. And I don't think that's a coincidence that all of a sudden the information got out on draft night. I really don't. John in Virginia, we'll sneak in a best and worst. We'll come back and give you ours as well. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to say my best of the weekend was Sean Payton's prediction, or his pick coming true. I mean, 2 months ago on a show, you asked him what quarterback he reminded you of, and he said Ian Book. And he said, this guy's just a winner. And then what does he do? He drafts Ian Book. I said, of course he's going to draft Ian Book. He just told us he was going to draft Ian Book. So it happened, Dan.
Yeah, and I'll bring that back. Thank you, John. Thank you. Here is let me play Sean Payton when he was on. Should I take a break here? Can I sneak it in here?
Why don't you tease it, Dan?
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, why don't we tease it?
We're going to tease it. This will be better than the French dip tease.
Yeah.
Sean Payton, we'll talk about why he drafted the Notre Dame quarterback, Ian Book. And more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Reggie Miller coming up next hour, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kind of nervous, you know, been a while, you know, it's like an old girlfriend and then you see her again and then you're excited and you don't know what to say, don't know where to start. Hi, what have you been up to? Yeah, I missed you. Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III, the Hall of Famer. Yay! Look who's back. How you doing?
Everyone's got to have theme music when they've been away from the Theodore Patrick Show. So, baby, I'm back.
And baby is somewhere in the back room, right? The new baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, baby is back. How is the baby doing?
The baby is doing great. It's funny because everyone's like, where have you been? We've missed you on the Dan Patrick Show. I tell people, number one, COVID baby. And I've been on a long paternity leave. That's all. I said, I'm coming back. I just been on an extended paternity leave from the Theodore Patrick Show. That's all, people. We're back together. The family's back together.
We were worried that you were still going to be at the Wendy's house and that you weren't taking care of your kids. So I'm glad that you left the Wendy's house and you're taking care of the kids. You didn't name your baby Wendy, right?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
She is not named Wendy.
Okay. All right.
No, but I'm taking care of my kids, as all responsible fathers do. And not only am I not in the Wendy's again, I'm not in the Wendy's in Orlando, because the last time we spoke,
true.
I was stuck in Orlando in the bubble.
Yeah.
So now I'm back home in California, working remotely still, Harlan and I. We still call games remotely. I'll be glad once, hopefully, playoffs start, there'll be a little bit more interaction. But we are still working remotely, for those of you who follow the NBA. But we're still having a great time.
Are you traveling during the playoffs? Do you know yet?
We will be traveling to Atlanta to call games, hopefully by the conference finals, which this year Turner has the Eastern Conference Finals. Depending on the matchup and the two teams, hopefully we will be on site. That still remains up in the air. I applaud Turner and Warner Media for wanting to keep us safe. We miss the interaction with the fans and being there in person, but it's always about safety first. At Turner and Warner Media. So we're taking that approach.
Reggie will be on the call with Kevin Harlan. That'll be Thursday night. Lakers and the Clippers. Let me start with the Lakers here. If you were a betting man, the odds of the Lakers defending their title going back to the finals is what?
To me, it's all about health. And if LeBron and AD are healthy, the Lakers are always the team to beat. Now, I know LeBron has been back two games and they're 0-2 since he has returned, and they just have not looked well. And now I'm hearing reports out, LeBron saying whoever came up with this playoff format ought to be fired. Where was all this talk a month ago, 2 months ago, when the Lakers, when Boston, when Dallas, they were securely one of the top six teams? Now they're on the outside, possibly looking in. I know Dallas and the Lakers are like 5-6, with Portland being 7. All three of those teams are tied. It's a little bit of crying, because the whole point of the play-in was to make sure regular season games mattered. So take care of your business during the regular season. Finish 1-6 so you can rest, Theodore. Rest that week and let those other teams battle it out. LeBron goes down, AD goes down, and now they're kind of on a nosedive looking at 7-10. So I don't want to hear all the crying. If you would have took care of business, now I know injuries are a part of it, but I don't want to hear that, oh my God, the play-in. One through six, you rest.
Here is LeBron James talking about the play-in games, and I don't know if he knows that he's taking a shot at the commissioner.
Well, it doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not, 100%, close to 100%. It don't matter, where we land, So, that's my mindset. And, if this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
LeBron. I'm going to guess the commissioner would like to talk to you. He's the one that came up with the idea.
Theodore, he's right, because I agree with him. If he finishes, if the Lakers finish 7, 8, 9, or 10, odds on with LeBron and AD, they're going to win their games. Who I feel sorry for, if I'm Phoenix or Utah,
yeah.
I don't want to see LeBron and AD possibly in the first round. That's who should be upset about this if they happen to fall 7 through 10.
And Anthony Davis, since he came back, this is six games, has really not had an impact, shooting under 40%, averaging 16 points. Lakers have been outscored by 56 points when he's on the court. The worst plus minus on the team, almost double of the second worst there. It's not just LeBron, it's AD. And we talked about last year, I said, as great as LeBron is, they're not winning a title without AD, and I certainly feel that way. But if you're going to handicap the West, because we do this, we'll look at, hey, they were a great regular season team. I don't think anybody's bought into the Utah Jazz nationally. Wonderful year. Denver, I don't know if anybody's bought into them. Phoenix, I don't know if anybody's bought into them where you go, you know what? If they meet with the Lakers, they'll beat them. Now, out of those three teams, who has the best, if you want to throw the Clippers in there, too, who has the best chance of going to the Western Conference Finals or playing in the championship?
At the end of the day, and again, I will stress health. Health is of the utmost importance.
Let's say everybody's healthy. Lakers.
Everyone's Lakers healthy. Him. It will always come down to the Lakers and Clippers.
Okay.
Because they've got bona fide superstars on both sides. They've got lockdown defense. Again, the Lakers, even though AD and LeBron missed so much time, they were still a top four defensive team, even without those two superstars. At the end of the day, Kawhi, Paul George, AD, LeBron, they're the two best teams because I've seen their body of work in the playoffs. Sometimes with the Clippers, for Kawhi in San Antonio and Toronto, I'm going to go with the Clippers and the Lakers at the end of the day, and everyone is healthy. But again, that hasn't been the case this year. So the three teams you mentioned, Phoenix, Utah, and Denver, They somewhat scare me because I think Denver is playing much better. People are like, well, they're going to be without Jamal Murray because of the injury. I think they're better defensively now. And Jokic, in my opinion, the MVP this year. So Denver is a scary team and will be a scary out. And on top of that, we'll have home court advantage. You've got to go there all the way up and probably until the conference finals because one of those two spots will probably be Phoenix or Utah that will have home court advantage throughout the Western Conference.
I was wondering, and I try not to, delve into the MVP topic normally because I think, a lot of host shows are trolling you because it's LeBron. If LeBron's involved in the conversation, then this is a big deal. Yes. Joker winning the MVP, nobody cares nationally about this. Even if it's Joel Embiid, nobody cares nationally. If LeBron and James Harden are in it, then you can at least have an arguing point. Chris Paul, to me, in true value to a team, not the best player, but true value to a team, I can't dismiss that. A lot of times we look at the stats that you throw in there and you go, well, he's the MVP. I'm just looking at value, and I can't argue Chris Paul being a legitimate MVP candidate. Why is he not considered, one of the top five?
And certainly let's put in if Phoenix finishes and ends up the number one seed in the West because no one saw this coming.
Yeah.
And let's remember now what Phoenix did in bubble life in Orlando, going 8-0 and pushing those teams and narrowly missing out on making the playoffs in Orlando. So what has Monty Williams done? He's gone out and gotten the best leader, arguably in the game, in Chris Paul. And they have bought in. to everything that he has said. Now, again, it remains to be seen what's going to happen in the playoffs, but I absolutely agree with you that Chris Paul needs to be getting more love for the MVP talk. Now, he's not the best player on that team. The closer and the best player on the team is Devin Booker. And I think that's what's kind of going to hurt him, because they will take votes away from one another. But in terms of value, the word you use, and a team buying in to a system and to a player and believing. Now, they are a young team. For a team to believe, and that's all spearheaded by the head of the snake in Chris Paul.
He's Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, back with us, and he's on the call Thursday night. It's Lakers-Clippers at 10 Eastern on TNT. And so when you're doing the games at home, the kiddies are in bed by then? So nobody's, like, walking in when you're doing the game and interrupting you at home?
Kevin calls the game from his basement in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough to be able to go to a studio, because they asked me, hey, do you want to call the games from home? They gave me that option. I'm like, hell to the no, am I doing that? Because I would be changing a diaper as well as blowing noses from two little kids. There's no way I could functionally call a 2.5-3 hour game with three kids. There's just no way. So I'm fortunate enough to go to a studio,
okay,
and call the game and sync up with my partner, Kevin Harlan.
Are you at your house right now?
I'm at my house now.
Where? There's nothing on the walls, Reg.
I'm at my rented house.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man.
There's nothing here. There's nothing here. This is the office of the rented house. There's a trash bin. There's a fax machine. There's Michael Jackson's hat. That's the prized possession in here. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean hat. But that's it.
Wait, go get that.
That is it.
Bring that over here. So this is the Billie Jean hat?
Oh, this is the Billie Jean hat. And he, oh, I can even take it off. Woo-hoo!
Reg has got the Michael Jackson hat under glass.
Oh. And signed.
What did that cost you?
It was a retirement gift from the Pacers. It was a retirement gift from the Pacers. How cool is this? You know, so when you watch the video and he's throwing it out,
yeah,
these are one of the fedoras, right? Come on, you can't go. This is the number one price of the Jordan jersey, the Bird jersey, the Magic jersey, all them signed by the great basketball gods, the Mount Rushmore. I'm taking this as my most prized possession ever in my house.
Wait, you got a Jordan signed jersey?
I did. I do.
Okay, because you never got along with him.
No.
Who asked for it?
Oh, you think I asked for that?
No.
I'll do it again. Hail to the null.
But you had to ask somebody to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the people that worked for the Pacers obviously wanted one. And they're like, hey, I'll get two if you can, like, you know, put a word in. I'm like, I'm not putting a word in. But so I sent a ball boy down to the Bulls locker room and says, hey, Reg is, you know, there's a friend that works for the Pacers, would love your autograph. And, you know, him and a friend, you know, if you'll sign these two. I was the friend. He didn't say Reggie wanted the jersey.
Did Michael want one of your jerseys?
Okay, for the third time, hell to the no, MJ wanted my jersey. No.
I don't think Jordan has any jerseys on
I don't think so. Either.
Right?
No.
Just
I don't
his.
Think Bird has any, and I don't think. Maybe Magic does. Magic is a hooper. Maybe Magic does. But I don't think Bird or Air Jordan has any.
Are you sold on the Knicks? Like, is this a legitimate feel-good story with the Knicks?
I'm absolutely sold. I'm sold that they can win a first-round playoff matchup. I think they can get to the conference semis.
Really?
They play great defense. They have a bona fide coach in Coach Thibodeau. Julius Randle, most improved, no question. Hands down, is going to probably win that this year. And I think RJ Barrett is starting to understand the game. They play, again, they're long, they're athletic. It's a great feel-good story. It's great to have the number one media market New York have two good teams. To have Brooklyn and New York, I think that's great for the league. But I think the Eastern Conference is – I think it's wide open. I know everyone wants to lean towards Brooklyn. I hope those guys make it to the finish line, you know. I know what – you know, KD had a great game last night. Kyrie's been playing great. We're still waiting for Harden to come back. He had a little bit of a setback with a hamstring injury. The team to watch in the East, I'm telling everyone this. They were the most disappointing team the last 2 years because they had the best record.
Let me see if I can get.
Just blew it.
Yeah, you just did. Okay. Continue.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think they were never used to being the hunter, right? They were always being. I think now that they're going to go out and be the hunter instead of the hunted, I think Milwaukee's in the best place because no one's talking about them. They're talking about Philly. They're talking about Brooklyn, and they're talking about what's wrong with Boston. No one's talking about Milwaukee. Yep. I mean, what did Giannis do last night versus Brooklyn and KD? Puts up 49 in his return. Milwaukee, this could be the year.
Explain to me why the Pelicans are so bad.
I don't know.
Like they play less defense than I do, Reg.
and you know what? It's so wild because their head coach is all about defense and Stan Van Gundy.
That's why they brought him in, right?
Yes, yes. Look, this is a very unique and weird year. It really is. There's no practice time. It's all about game. You have a game every other day, and it's Stan's first year. I'm going to give him a little bit of a long leash. If they play like this next season, then it's something – it's an area of concern. But it's just been a weird year, Theodore.
And Zion, you know, he's real. I'm wondering, like, what does he add to his game? Because all great players add something, it feels like, almost on a yearly basis.
75%, and that's probably – I'm probably exaggerating. Okay, I will say 68% of his shots and field goals come from in the paint, yeah. Right? You can't stop him. So if you can't stop him out of the paint, if he got a 15 to 18 foot face-up jump shot consistently, how are you going to guard him? Same like we say this about Giannis too. Like how if he ever got that consistently,
yeah.
How would you guard him? Because both have quick first steps, both can jump over you, both can handle the basketball, and both are smart enough to know when they're double and triple team to find the open player. He just needs a face-up jump shot.
Yeah, but why is it one of the great leapers in the game doesn't have a jump shot? Like, he doesn't jump on his jump shot.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Look, if they can't stop how he's scoring now, keep going to it.
Yeah.
Where it will come out and where his flaws will be exposed is if they ever made the playoffs. Because when you make the playoffs and you get into a series, teams take away your three best moves, three best plays, what you do the best. And that's when we would see if Zion is able to adapt to playoff basketball.
If you lose one of the three on Brooklyn for an extended amount of time in the playoffs, who could they afford to lose for an extended period of time?
Probably James Harden, because we're kind of seeing that now. I think they can't afford to lose KD for an extended period of time,
yeah.
Because he is arguably the best player, in my opinion, in the league, and he's a closer. Kyrie would be second because of his ball handling and shot-making ability. And I think when James Harden does eventually return, he is going to take on the de facto point guard. He's going to defer a lot and score when he needs to, but I think he'll be the bona fide true point guard on this team once he does return. But to me, James Harden would be the third person. If you had to lose him for an extended period of time, I think the Nets would still be successful with KD and Kyrie.
It's great to see you. Great to have you back. And Reds will be with us throughout the playoffs there. Lakers, Clippers at 10 Eastern on Thursday night. You got your Michael Jackson. Do you know the whole dance routine?
Ooh, I know it, but I... Wait, come on. Shut my own head.
Don't pull a hamstring there.
Oh, these 55-year-old legs are not the same.
Oh, I know. Great to have you back. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Love you, Danette.
Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III. We're back after this. We have an Against the Grain by McLovin. Last call for phone calls right after this.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.